and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome, everybody, live from Lawrence Central School, one of our annual trips here to Lawrence for the Pat Grasso Tournament, one of the longest-running tournaments in the area for boys and girls. I should say the girls was earlier in November. The boys' version today will be bringing you the consolation and the championship games here of the Pat Grasso Tournament. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. It's time for the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show, of course presented by Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, featuring the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles right there on Route 7 on Riverside. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in today's game. Well, some Tri-Valley and Delaware League flavor here today, Coach. Always fun to be here courtside. I was thinking on the way over, we've called some great games sitting from these two seats right here at Coach Pat Grasso Court.
Yeah, the Pat Grasso tournament's always an exciting tournament. Usually some teams, like you said, from the Tri-Valley and the Delaware League. So it's a good cross-league rivalry tournament. Also gives you an indication as you get further along in the season when you get towards sectional seeding and pairings, like, you know, hey, how do I match up against this team? So as a coach, you might be looking at that. Hey, you know, we played really well against Lawrence Milford. How did they play against this team from the Delaware League? Or the opposite, you know, if I'm South Courtright, hey, I played GMU in the Pat Grasso. How did they do against this Tri-Valley team? So it's a really fun day of basketball here at Lawrence, and it's always well run, and it's in honor of Coach Pat Grasso. So it's a quality basketball tournament.
Well, our consolation game today features the Lawrence Milford boys hosting Gilboa Roxbury. Our championship game later will be Gilbertsville Mount Upton taking on South Courtright Andy. So it should be two good games. 4:30 for the start here for this consolation game. 6:15 for the championship game, and we'll be bringing both of those games to you here on WCDO. So, Coach, how do these two teams match up? Personally, I think Gilboa Roxbury, they've played a tough schedule, maybe a bit of an underdog here when you look at it in terms of the standings, but they have size, they're a good, solid team. Lawrence Milford is dealing with the injury bug a little bit, but they're finding ways to win games. I think it should be a great game here.
Yeah, when I did my research on NateLull.com, I checked out the records for each team and, you know, who was on the leading scorer list from each squad. But Gilboa Conesville comes into the game with an overall record of 2-4. But like you said, they've played a tough schedule. They played South Courtright, BG, Schoharie, so some bigger schools there. Lawrence Milford comes into the game with a record of 4-4, but like you said, are facing some injuries. They've also played some bigger schools. They played Harpersville, UV, Unitego Franklin. So the only common opponent was Hunter Tannersville, and both teams were able to come away with a victory. So I think it's an evenly matched game today. I do think that Gilboa Conesville Roxbury, and that's a mouthful, has the size advantage. So we'll see if that's a factor today.
This is my first time seeing both these teams in person. And to look at Gilboa Roxbury, I mean, they certainly have some size. I knew that from soccer season, but when you see them on the basketball court, it really stands out.
Yeah, when they just walked off to their bench for the national anthem here, I was impressed with their size and athleticism. So it should be a good contest.
We're going to pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have the consolation game here of the Pat Grasso Tournament live in Lawrence on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Game Day at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, comes with a special Sunday playbook menu. Enjoy the Blitz Burger topped with chili cheese and jalapeno, or the pizza and wing combo. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. They'll love the Sunday playbook menu items like mac and cheese bites, the barbecue rib sandwich, and the Southwestern chicken salad. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wishes all local teams a fantastic season. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. We'll see you on game day.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here for the Pat Grasso Tournament. We'll do the consolation game, then the championship game here on the boys' side. Gilboa Roxbury taking on Lawrence Milford. Greg's going to have the GCR starters for you here.
All right, a senior number 2, Jordan Johnston. We have a sophomore number 30, Garrison Ross. A junior number 32, Blake Albano. We have a senior number 33, John DeWitt. And a sophomore number 35, Cody Caravino.
Keep an eye on Caravino today. Excellent athlete, just continues to grow. I'm excited to watch him in person here today. On the other side for Lawrence Milford, they are going to start with junior number 12, Tyler Marsh, a sophomore number 21, R.J. Lindsay. He had 20 points in the first round game, so excited to watch him here today. A junior number 30, Tanner Greiner, a freshman number 33, Noah Jubar, and a senior number 42, Evan Clark. He always puts in a lot of hard work. I know Coach Eggleston, Coach Ronson here for Lawrence Milford always rave about his effort and his hustle. So I think a great matchup between Clark and Caravino could be fun to watch here tonight.
Yeah, it should be a good matchup. And, you usually always play better on your home court. So we'll see if Lawrence Milford has that edge here at the Pat Grasso court in Lawrence.
Gilboa Conesville Roxbury is in the road black uniforms with the gold trim. When the schools combined, they got these new uniforms. I shouldn't say the schools. When the athletic programs combined, they kind of went with this new black and gold look. I really like the look of it. It says GCR, Gilboa Conesville Roxbury, across the front of the uniform there. Lawrence Milford is wearing the Lawrence uniforms here tonight. Their athletic programs are combined. Sometimes they wear Lawrence uniforms. Sometimes they wear the purple of the Milford uniform. So they're in the white with the red trim, says Lawrence in red lettering across the front of the chest there. We'll jump it up. GCR going to be going left to right on your radio dial, and Lawrence Milford will be going right to left. Caravino with the tip here for GCR.
Boy, GCR doesn't look like a Class D school out there with that size.
No, they sure don't. Here's Evan Clark with doing the jump for Lawrence Milford, and GCR wins the opening tip. Yeah, they have great size, and I think they could be a sleeper pick come sectional time if they can get on a roll here in league play the second half of the season. Caravino, the big tall guard on the right side, goes into the right corner here early in this consolation game of the Pat Grasso Tournament in Lawrence. We're glad to be here. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Garrison Ross, excellent baseball player, with it in the left corner, lost control of it, and a steal here for Lawrence Milford. They'll bring it back down the floor. And in to the right side here for Noah Jubar. Jubar to the high post, and we'll have a foul as they tried to go to Tanner Greiner there. We got an early whistle here. 7:23 to go first quarter. We're scoreless as both teams feel each other out here in this consolation game. Big thanks to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in the Sydney studios today. We're making Jim do some double duty, but excited to bring you both of these games. Here's Clark along the baseline, And onto the left side, that early foul on GCR was on Blake Albano. And then a miss here for Lawrence Milford and a rebound for Caravino.
Both teams very patient to start out offensively.
Caravino, left side, tallest player on the court, but not afraid to bring it up. Got a smooth handle. GCR with it on the left side, splitting two defenders. A pull-up jumper inside, and the shot was off the mark there for GCR, and we got a whistle. A foul underneath, it looks like. Still scoreless, 6:55 to go first quarter.
Looks like GCR is going to come out with a little full-court man-to-man pressure here.
DeWitt picks up that foul, so there's two early fouls on GCR. And Lawrence Milford tried to go long with the home run ball against the press, but GCR with a steal. And Caravina will bring it across half court. Again, the big tall fella out near midcourt. He's got a nice handle here. Always tough when you have to bring someone out to guard that big guy out towards the top of the key. GCR into the right corner now. Looking for options. They find Caravino on a nice cut back door, and he missed the layup there, point blank. Great pass there by DeWitt to set him up, but he missed it.
Yeah, that was a really nice cut, but a better pass. Too bad they couldn't finish on that play.
Ball tapped out of bounds. It will stay here with Lawrence Milford, so still scoreless. We're about a minute and a half in. That was a great backdoor cut, and he just couldn't quite finish.
It's always a difficult shot when you're coming straight at the hoop. Do you use the backboard or not?
Lawrence Milford gets it on the baseline into the right corner. They pass down low. The shot is up and good here for Lawrence Milford. Tanner Greiner gets the first bucket of the game, and it's 2-0 Lawrence Milford. GCR is over midcourt here, one of the Delaware League teams in this tournament, along with South Courtright Andes, who we'll see later in the championship game. Caravino at the top of the key. Left side. Passing down low, up off the glass. Some good ball movement there for GCR, and John DeWitt is able to finish.
Yeah, really nice passing there.
Makes it 2-2 with 5:45 to go in this first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Glad to have you along here on WCDO. And a right side corner three is up and good here for Lawrence Milford. Tyler March from downtown makes it 5-2. Lawrence Milford with the early lead, 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Now almost a steal. It's tapped away, and GCR will chase it back into the backcourt here. GCR trying to attack. They find Garrison Ross with a left corner three. That died on the front of the rim. Ball tapped out. Arrow's going to, well, the officials say it's going to stay here with GCR.
Lawrence Milford trying to use the 2-3 zone here to kind of take away the size advantage that GCR has. They're doing a nice job here so far defensively.
5-2 the score. Lawrence Milford leading Gilboa Roxbury, and on the right side, a steal now by Lawrence Milford. They're off to the races with R.J. Lindsay. Lindsay tries to take it to the rim, up off the glass, and he scores from a tough angle.
Yeah, he did a really nice job of using his body there to kind of create some contact and separation to get that ball up on the glass over the taller GCR defender.
So it's Lawrence Milford with an early 7-2 lead and another steal. Defense paying off so far for Lawrence Milford. They'll take it inside. A short shot here from Noah Jubar was missed, but then a rebound opportunity for Tanner Greiner is up and good, and GCR wants to talk it over. What a start here for Lawrence Milford. They lead 9-2. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, out of the timeout, 4.5 to go in the first quarter. An early 9-2 lead here for Lawrence Milford over Gilboa Conesville Roxbury. Coach, what's been the difference so far here for Lawrence Milford?
Lawrence Milford has just been a little bit more aggressive, both offensively and defensively, kind of scrappy. They've gotten a couple second chance opportunities, which is surprising because they don't have the height advantage. Here's another example of it right here. They get after it on the defensive end and tie up GCR and get the possession arrow. So I think they're just playing a little harder right now.
Yeah, so the jump ball gives it back to Lawrence Milford, and they'll bring it across midcourt here again with 4:20 to go in the first quarter. They lead 9-2. Caravino with a block, but Lawrence Milford will keep it in. They hold on to possession. Consolation game here of the Pat Grasso tournament up near midcourt. Lawrence Milford trying to settle back in, 15 on the shot clock. They go right side. Here's a three ball. It's up and good here for Lawrence Milford. Noah Jubar from downtown makes it 12-2. What a start for Lawrence Milford.
Anyway, a couple times you thought GCR was going to have it and go the other way, and Lawrence just beat him to the ball every time.
GCR trying to get down low. We got a foul to reach in here on Lawrence. That's on Tanner Griner. GCR really hasn't had too many possessions where they were to kind of work their way through it. They've given up the ball quite a few times here. 3:50 to go first quarter.
They actually called that foul on R.J. Lindsay for the reach-in.
Oh,
I thought
okay.
It was on Griner as well.
Yeah. Ross in the corner now trying to answer for GCR. Missed it. And another rebound here for Evan Clark. As we said, he's scrappy on the boards. And he gets it done there with another rebound. Lawrence Milford in transition to the right side. Dribble drive here for Lindsay. That shot hit the rim twice, wouldn't go. And Caravino with a far side rebound with 3.5 to go first quarter. Right side three here for John DeWitt, in and out. But a good rebound here by GCR to keep it alive with Jordan Johnston. He tries a three of his own. That won't go. GCR with another rebound underneath and a foul here on Lawrence Milford on Evan Clark. And this is going to send Blake Albano to the line.
And on that possession, the height advantage for GCR was definitely apparent. They got three chances at a opportunity to get a basket.
So Albano will step to the line here. Again, 3:17 to go first quarter. And the first one for Blake rolls around the rim and goes in.
Nice soft shot there on that free throw. Nice shooter's touch.
Makes it 12-3. They might just need to see a few go in here to get some momentum. And the second one is good.
Even though they played here yesterday, I feel like Lawrence Milford just feels more at home because this is one of their home gyms. It just seems like they're more at ease, more comfortable playing here.
A quick three for R.J. Lindsay was a miss. GCR with a rebound. They're trying to answer. And another foul, this time on Evan Clark on the interior. That might be two on him. With 3 minutes to go here in this first quarter.
Oh, they called that one on Tanner Griner.
Boy, am I going blind here, Coach?
No.
I don't know what's going on. 12-4 our score. Lawrence Milford leading the Gilboa Roxbury boys. And here's a good take off the glass. Tough one there for John DeWitt. Cuts it to 12-6. With 2:50 to go here in this first quarter, GCR trying to answer in the consolation game of the Pat Grasso tournament. Right side three off the mark. Another rebound blocked there by Caravino. Lawrence Milford still with the ball after the block. Another one by Caravino. Two swats there for GCR. And Garrison Ross in transition missed the layup, but they will keep it alive with a rebound. Gilboa Roxbury with the basketball here into the right corner, looking for Jordan Johnson. Baseline drive finds Ross in the left corner. Loss inside for Caravino. Back out a straightaway long two is in and out for GCR. The miss there by GCR, and Lawrence Milford with the rebound. And they'll work it around here as we come up on 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Lawrence Milford boys leading 12-6 over GCR. Baseline drive here for Lindsay. It was deflected there by Caravino. His defense has been excellent. Now a steal by GCR. DeWitt in transition. A little step through. The floater off the mark. And Lawrence Milford with a rebound with Griner. Tries a home run pass ahead for R.J. Lindsay. He takes it to the interior. Swatted away. And GCR, the defense has really turned up here. Minute 40 to go, first quarter. Gilboa Roxbury with the ball. Caravino from way downtown. Died on the front of the rim there. Rebound. DeWitt, pull-up jumper for him, in and out. And finally another rebound here for Lawrence Milford.
Seems like somebody put a lid on the basket here after that timeout.
Minute 25 to go, first quarter. Still 12-6. Lawrence Milford on top. Running jumper here for Jubar for Lawrence Milford. He missed it out of bounds. Possession will stay here with LM.
Looks like there was some contact on that shot by Lawrence Milford, but I think the referees viewed the player as out of control, so that's why they didn't give him an opportunity to go to the free throw line, but stays here with Lawrence Milford for the baseline out of bounds.
A couple of subs come in here for GCR with 1:20 to go first quarter. Lawrence Milford will have the ball to the left of the hoop. Jubar looking for some options. He's got to toss it in just in time. Finds R.J. Lindsay. Lindsay with a jumper. The lefty on the left wing side. It wouldn't go, and Caravino scoops up another rebound.
It'll be interesting to see if the length of GCR has an impact on some of Lawrence Milford's shots as we go on. I think they probably have five blocked shots already.
A little turnaround shot here on the left low block there for Derek Brandow, who's just into the ball game. Missed it. Ball is loose, but finally picked up here by Lawrence Milford. under a minute to go. First quarter. Lawrence Milford with the ball. A baseline drive. Stopping on the right low block. They work it out back to Jubar. 45 ticks to go, first quarter. LM with the ball. Caravino using his length to trap a guy in the corner. And then the ball thrown back up towards midcourt. We got a collision there and a foul. Looks like foul's going to be on Jordan Johnston here for GCR. GCR wanted a five-second call over in the corner there.
It was close, and somebody has to be called for a foul there, but that's kind of one where it makes it really difficult because both kids were going for the ball. They kind of got there at the same time. It's kind of a, you know, 50-50 who was the one that caused the contact.
Lawrence Milford will get it in, and we got another reach-in foul here on GCR. Some scrappy defense here by Gilboa Roxbury. They're trying to fight their way back into this game after just kind of a cold start. They still trail 12-6. Caravino is going to come to the bench after picking up that first foul. They want to protect him. Doesn't want to pick up another silly one here late in the first quarter. So Lawrence Milford will have the ball. They throw it into the backcourt here for R.J. Lindsay as we hit 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lawrence Milford leading 12-6. Ball kicked off the leg there of Garrison Ross, and it will stay with Lawrence Milford. Well, we got a word soup here today of names between all these schools that we're covering. So if we forgive us if we use some abbreviations here today. That's kind of the new way things are going.
It is. I looked at that when I was doing my research, and I thought almost every school here is merged.
Yeah. Here's a rebound off a missed shot. Lawrence putting it up off the glass. A nice finish there for Isaac Wyckoff. Makes it 14-6. We got 10 seconds left. Jordan Johnston across half court. This is big here for GCR. Could they get a late bucket first in the first quarter here? Ross, little give and go, gives it back. And we got a tie up here with just about under a second to go.
I think he's got a foul.
Wow, he does.
It's Tanner Griner's second.
That's tough to pick up with less than a second left on the clock. GCR is just going to have to do a catch and shoot. And they get it in, and it's partially blocked underneath the hoop, and that'll do it for the first quarter. Lawrence Milford boys leading 14-6 over Gilboa Conesville Roxbury here in the consolation game of the Pat Grasso Tournament in Lawrence. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything, from deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowner's insurance needs.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here at the Grasso consolation game in Lawrence. A missed shot there by Jordan Johnston of Gilboa Conesville Roxbury. And so it's Lawrence Milford boys leading 14-6. Nate Lowe and Greg Boskowski with you here. Now a steal at midcourt, and it's going to be an over and back here, so it will go to Gilboa Roxbury.
Gilboa Conesville Roxbury there switched up their pressure. Full court instead of man, they went to a 2-2-1, and Lawrence Milford tried to dribble through it, and that caused the over and back, so an additional possession here for GCR.
It feels like they're very close to just maybe going on a run here, but like you said, there's been a lid on this rim down here to our right side. GCR with the ball. Great defense, though. I got to give credit to Lawrence Milford. They've been tough, and now the ball out of bounds.
Not only has GCR not been able to score down at this hoop, but you got to give credit to Lawrence Milford. They're only giving him one chance. They're doing a really good job on the boards, except for that one possession where they got three shots. Other than that, they've had one shot and out.
Lawrence Milford gets the ball after GCR dribbled it out of bounds. And so Lawrence Milford has it. Jubar far side. He gets tied up, and that's a 10-second call. GCR saying, we'll play some good defense, too.
Yeah, I mean, GCR is trying, or they're pressing 2-2-1, and Lawrence Milford is just trying to dribble through it. You need to use the pass and make that defense move just like you would attack a zone offense in the half court. Both times they've tried to dribble through it, and both times it's resulted in a turnover.
14-6, Lawrence Milford leading. Gilboa Roxbury now a steal again by Lawrence Milford, but then taken back. A little game of hot potato here for Gilboa Roxbury to the left side. Jordan Johnston, left corner. Along the baseline, a little up and under, and they're going to say he traveled, slipped a little bit on that baseline as he tried the reverse layup. It's going back to Lawrence Milford.
That was a nice drive. He just kind of ran out of room there on the baseline.
Lawrence Milford trying to break the pressure here. They get to midcourt. They finally do pass it over. They find R.J. Lindsay, a deep three early in the shot clock here. Is too strong, and another rebound for GCR. They find Garrison Ross. Baseline drive for him. Floater hit the side of the backboard, out of bounds, and it's going to go to Lawrence Milford. And again, GCR just can't find the groove right now.
But that last trip, Lawrence Milford did a much better job of breaking the press. They actually used the pass. They ended up with a 2-on-1, but they took a deep three instead of taking advantage. But
boy, another collision here at half court. Half court is like the front lines right now here. You get there, you might get tackled, you might get run into, your bodies are going flying. And another foul there right at about midcourt.
Yeah, and it's just about like the midcourt area, like almost like the volleyball court area. If you're going in there, you better be ready.
And so that time we had a foul on GCR. And so Lawrence Milford will get it in, but they throw it away. Oh, it's going to stay with Lawrence Milford. And again, kind of a hot potato game right now. Both teams struggling to hold on to the ball.
We're almost 2 minutes in, and we have no points so far. So defensive battle.
Coach, is this still tough this time of year, those after-break woes a little bit? Here's a steal by GCR, and Johnston lays it in.
Really nice athletic play there by Johnston.
Makes it 14-8. We'll get back to that question in a minute. Lawrence Milford answering, and they throw it out of bounds, going back to GCR.
I always found as a coach it was hard when you played a game and there was no school. So I always would have my kids get up and we'd have a shoot around, you know, in the morning, like the time they would normally get to school. And then I would tell them, hey, you can't go home and fall asleep. You got to be active and do something just like you were at school. So I don't know if all coaches do that. Maybe it was just a quirk of mine, but I wanted them up and active and doing something, not just sitting around all day and then coming to play the game at night.
I always see that. I think about it during sectionals where there's a late night Saturday game or, you know, similar to this. As here's Caravino with a turnaround shot. And that's up and in. And now maybe GCR is waking up from that afternoon nap a little bit.
Yeah.
And now we got a timeout taken here by Lawrence Milford. GCR is right back in this game. 5:50 to go, second quarter. It's 14-10. Lawrence Milford boys leading Gilboa Roxbury in the Grasso consolation game here on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. 5:50 to go here, second quarter. It's 14-10. Gilboa Conesville Roxbury fighting their way back into this ball game against Lawrence Milford here in the Pat Grasso consolation game. Championship will be later, GMU and South Courtright Andes. Here's R.J. Lindsay. What a hanging shot in the lane. Makes it, and he's fouled. It's a highlight reel finish there for R.J. Lindsay.
Yeah, really nice finish there, going to the left side, kind of got downhill after that little ball screen up top, and just attacked the rim. Count the basket, one shot here.
Yeah, count the basket, hanging in the air, the lefty finish. R.J. Lindsay's had some big games so far this season, but he has nights where he scores 20, and then the next night he scores two or four, and then 18, and then two. So you never know what you're going to get with R.J. Lindsay, but he's off to a good start here. He's got five, and it's a 17-10 lead here for Lawrence Milford.
And in case you were wondering, he is left-handed because he shot his free throw left-handed, but that was an awful nice finish either way.
GCR with the ball right side. Jordan Johnston steps inside, can't make the right-handed layup, had a clean look, and a rebound for Evan Clark here of Lawrence Milford. Clark dribbles down the floor, trying to take it coast to coast. Now he kicks it out, finds Lindsay in the corner. Lefty three there, off the front of the rim. No good, and a rebound for Johnston of GCR.
Looked like Lawrence Milford rushed that three-pointer just a little bit.
And Johnston traveled as he tried to get into the teeth of the defense. And it's going to go back to Lawrence Milford.
If I was a coach of either team here, I'd say, hey, let's settle down. Let's relax. Let's execute some offense. We don't have to be in a rush.
Yeah, it seems like both teams in a big rush for some reason. Like, here's another early shot in the shot clock. We do have a foul, and Lawrence Milford going to be going to the line here. Pulling down that rebound was Isaac Wyckoff. He was fouled on his way back up, so he's going to shoot two.
That's just something that a lot of kids don't understand. Like, if the other team is pressing, they want you to speed up. Just because you break the press and get the ball over half court, and there might be an opportunity for a shot, doesn't mean you have to shoot it right away. A lot of times, if you set up and run offense, you're going to get a better shot than the one you have in the break. Like, that was a contested shot. The one previous was a contested shot. The previous one down here was a contested shot. So just because they're pressing doesn't mean we have to go fast, too. We can control the tempo.
Wyckoff missed the first one at the line. Second one coming. Another lefty. And he missed that one, so he's 0 for 2. And GCR will get it back. Trailing 17-10 here with 4:55 to go second quarter. Don't forget, we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a little bit. Live in Lawrence, glad to have you along. Also on WCDOsports.com here tonight, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Caravino, left side, splits two defenders, lost control of it, and Lawrence Milford with another steal. The defense has been the hero so far in this first half for Lawrence Milford. Evan Clark inside, and he finishes, and that's where he's the best.
Yeah, really nice, strong move there for Clark.
Timeout taken by GCR as Lawrence Milford has pushed this lead back up to 19-10, 4:25 to go second quarter here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 4:25 to go second quarter. I'm Nate Lowe alongside Greg Bonskowski. Consolation game of the Pat Grasso tournament here in Lawrence. Lawrence Milford boys leading 19-10 over Gilboa Roxbury. Out of the timeout, GCR going to the rim. Shot there for Cole Hamill, and he is fouled, and he's going to head to the line. 4:10 to go, second quarter. Coach, what's GCR got to do here? This is still a very, you know, doable thing. They haven't dug themselves a huge hole, but it's getting deeper as we go.
Well, I was just thinking about that as we came back to play here. You know, as much as they have struggled a little bit here on the offensive end, they were only down by a couple baskets. So, I mean, if they can win this last 4 minutes, I mean, right now they're down 8. Now it's down 7. So stop, and then a basket. Let's see what we can do here.
Cole Hamill goes 2 out of 2, and then a reach-in. He's going to pick up the foul there. Hamill right at our war zone at midcourt. So 4:05 to go here, second quarter. It's Lawrence Milford leading 19-12.
And I thought coming out of that timeout by GCR, I thought it was clear that it was shown that, hey, we need to take the ball to the basket and get it inside, because they did that. That got the trip to the line.
Here's Jubar with a take, and that's going to sink on the right side there. Took it along the baseline and scores. Noah Jubar with 5 points.
Nice little soft floater there.
Makes it 21-12. Lawrence Milford leading Gilboa Roxbury. Right side, Garrison Roth. Inside, Caravino. Tries to split two defenders and lost control of it. And R.J. Lindsay with a steal. Lindsay to the left corner. Tries to go inside. Jordan Johnston a steal. GCR's looking to run. Numbers if they can hurry. Johnston splits two defenders. Missed the left-handed layup.
Everything but the finish.
Yeah, GCR's had a few of those where they did everything but finish, and that's kind of been one of the storylines here, which has allowed Lawrence Milford to pull away a little bit. 3:15 to go, second quarter. Lawrence Milford with the ball. Left side corner, a long, deep three there is off the mark, and a rebound for GCR. Johnston ahead, but good defense chasing back. There was Tyler March, and he punched it out of bounds. We'll have a whistle.
Another thing that GCR has done is they've switched from the man-to-man in the half court. Now it looks like they're playing a kind of sunken 2-3 and challenging Lawrence Milford to score from the perimeter. So we'll see if that makes a difference.
21-12 our score. Lawrence Milford on top. And we got a call on that far side. I was a little screened here by the other official, Coach.
We got a crossing the barrier violation. So the Lawrence Milford player either reached across or stepped across the line over there. And you're not allowed to do that. You got to give the inbounder an opportunity to throw the ball. And so they just put a warning in the book. If it happens again, it'd be a technical foul.
Caravino now with the ball. GCR still holding on to possession. Johnston finds Ross right side. Ross dumping one back out. And split the teeth of the defense here. Here for David Kammer. Kicks one back out. Left side, a deep three there. Won't go. Out of bounds going back to Lawrence Milford. Good ball movement on that possession, but they come up empty. 2:45 to go, second quarter. 21-12 our score. Lawrence Milford boys on top in the consolation game of the Grosso tournament. Here's Jubar. Works one back out. Lindsay. And Lindsay gets it back after it was deflected, but then thrown away, and GCR comes away with it. And then Johnston fouled as he's dribbling down the floor here by R.J. Lindsay.
See, that's not a and he's going to come out of the game there, but that's a coach's frustration there. Like, that's not a good foul.
Right.
He was 75 feet from the basket. He wasn't going to shoot the ball, and now you committed your second foul, and you got to come out of the game for the last 3 minutes. Like, just let him dribble the ball up the court.
Frustration foul, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I can hear the coach coming out in you.
Yes.
And I'm sure every coach that's either listening or sitting in here was feeling the same way. And now a steal by Lawrence Milford, taken back by Caravino. Then he lost it. And again, the ball pinballing around, and finally Lawrence Milford will come down with it. Jubar to the right
side. Has looked like a game of hot potato
here. It has.
Several occasions.
Jubar down the right side. We'll work one back out. Tyler Marsh to the near side here for Landon Cohn. He's skipping across the top of the defense. Cohn to the left side. Lost control of it. Now inside for Jubar, and he scores, and he's fouled. Jubar, the young freshman, now with 7 points, looking to add to it here at the line. It's 23-12.
Really nice pass there by Lawrence Milford, by Nick DeBoer. It looked like he lost control of the ball, and he was going to fall out of bounds on the baseline. And with his left hand, he just kind of one-hand passed that ball. Kind of looked like Patrick Mahomes there for a minute.
Yeah, he really did kind of sling it in there.
He dished it in there like from a sidearm angle and won.
Here's Jubar at the line, too strong. Rebound, tapped around, and Garrison Ross has it now for GCR. Caravino fishing it ahead. Right side, stepping through. It's tapped away, and another steal by Lawrence Milford. It is just not GCR's first half here. Lawrence Milford continuing to work it around. So we come up on 90 seconds to go in the second quarter. Lawrence Milford shoveling it far side. They continue to work it around here. And Kahn has it to the left side. Three ball here for Tyler March, and that's too strong, and a rebound for GCR. A bucket would go a long way here for them. Here's Kammer. Back to Ross. Wants that corner three, didn't pull the trigger. Instead, goes inside. Little up and under shot here for GCR is good. Nice shot off the bench by Derek Brandow.
That's what I think they need to do more of, is be patient on offense and get that ball inside and take advantage of your height.
23-14 with 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Jubar, who leads the way with 7 points for Lawrence Milford. Now working it to the near side for Nick DeBoer. Back to Jubar. Dribbles inside. His floater is a little too much mustard on it. Rebound GCR. An outlet pass. They're off to the races, and they finish. A little up and under there for Nick Iannello.
Really nice rebound and outlet by Derek Brandow there. That was a nice play.
Makes it 23-16. 25 seconds left. Second quarter. GCR trying to get another stop. And far side Caravino with the foul. Just was a split second too late, and Tyler March makes the layup, and he's fouled.
And that's his second. We'll have to pay attention to GCR's foul trouble here. It looks like they have one, two, three, four, five guys with two fouls here.
That's tough with only 19 seconds left here for Caravino to pick up that second foul deep in the first half.
And they had just cut it back to seven again, and looked like they were on a run. They had back-to-back hoops. It looked like it was going to be a block shot, but Tyler March did a really nice job of catching that ball and getting rid of it quickly, knowing that he had a shot blocker coming at him.
And his shot at the line. The bank is closed. Rebound for GCR, so it's 25-16. Gilboa Roxbury trying to feed it to the interior and just nicked out of bounds there by Lawrence Milford. It will stay with GCR to the right of their hoop on the baseline. Nice play, and they find a man underneath. That's Josh Haslam, and he's able to finish.
Yeah, really nice out-of-bounds play.
Makes it 25-18, 5 seconds left. Lawrence Milford right before the half. They'll throw it away, and it's going to go out-of-bounds and give GCR just over 1 second left here. Could they get a shot off? It's going to be a full-court heave for Garrison Ross, and he can't get it off in time. That'll do it. GCR trying to hang around here in the consolation game of the Pat Grasso Tournament in Lawrence at our halftime break. It's Lawrence Milford 25 and Gilboa Conesville Roxbury 18. We'll be back with the Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. And don't forget, right around 6:15, we'll have our championship game tonight between South Courtright Andes and Gilbertsville Mount Upton to see who is our 2025 Pat Grasso Boys Tournament champion. So for Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. Again, 25-18 at the break. Lawrence Milford boys leading Gilboa Conesville Roxbury. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers.
Well, Coach, 25-18 at the break. I almost want to say GCR did not play that well, but they're still in this ball game. They have to take some positives away from this.
Yeah, if I'm the GCR coach in the locker room, I'm saying, hey, guys, look, we didn't play our best in that first quarter. We scored 6 points. Our defensive effort was good, but we give up two threes. I mean, that's the key right there. It's 14-6 at the end of the first quarter, and Lawrence Milford made, three threes in that first quarter. We can't give up that many. I mean, if we take two of those away, it's 8-6. And then GCR won the second quarter 12-11. So I just kind of felt like we talked about that GCR kind of was, I don't want to say asleep in that first quarter, but it didn't seem like they had the same energy and intensity that they came out and played with in the second quarter.
I'm always curious. I want to bring the coach out in you again here. When your team is, and we talked a little bit about it, your team is maybe playing a little sloppy, shots just the first shot they see, firing it up, sloppy ball handling. How do you tell your guys, we need to take a deep breath and just calm down and figure it out? How do you get that message through to them?
Well, sometimes you might say, geez, after we break the press, unless this is a Coach Lambros from Hartwick College quote, he would always say, if you're going to shoot a shot in certain situations, it better be a you-bet-your-life layup. So I would say, if you don't have a you-bet-your-life layup in offense in the half court after we break the press, we have to make three passes. Or, you know, the ball has to go side to side. It has to be. We have to be patient, and we have to get a better look, not a good look, a great look. The other thing that I've seen coaches do sometimes, and I tried it a couple times, and it always seemed to work, is if my team seemed to be flat, and we were playing a zone defense or we weren't pressing, we would start pressing or we would play man-to-man because that kind of gets your body moving, kind of wakes you up a little bit mentally and physically to say, hey, we're in a basketball game here. Let's get going.
Yeah, sometimes I only asked you that about the break because I hear a lot of coaches say, boy, it's like we're still, you got that holiday hangover, for lack of a better word, where your guys have been home, not in their normal routine, eating a lot of cookies at home maybe, taking a nap, whatever they're doing. They're not in their normal routine. 2 weeks from now, you might see the same game, and it's completely different because they're back in their normal routine, practice, normal times, going to school, and they're awake again.
I mean, I would be willing to bet, and I always emphasize this with my teams as well, is I'd be interested to know, like, how many of these kids got up and had breakfast this morning?
Yeah, good point.
I mean, did they sleep in till 10:30, 11, and then, roll out of bed and have some lunch and then catch the bus? Like you said, that's not their normal routine. Their routine is they're used to getting up, having breakfast, or going to school and then getting breakfast, having lunch, and then going to practice or a game. So you're definitely on to something there. As coaches, that's something we always try to control, or at least try to do the best we can to say, remind, hey, guys, make sure you get up at a decent hour, have breakfast. That's why I would always do the shoot-around.
Yes.
And one thing that I found was a good way to get the kids to come was we would have breakfast after the shoot-around. So I'd have the shoot-around, like, let's say, 8 o'clock. We'd go 8 to 9, and it really was just to get them up out of bed, touch the ball, go over the scouting report a little bit. And then when I was at GMU, we used to go down to the faculty room, and we'd have eggs and toast and bacon, and the kids would love it. We'd sit around. It was a good time for team bonding and, camaraderie. And then I knew they were up, and they had breakfast.
That goes a long way. Goes a long way. Well, we're going to take a break here on our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Both teams are back out and warming up. We'll have the third quarter coming up. This is the consolation game of the Pat Grasso Tournament here in Lawrence. Championship game will be right around 6:15. GMU taking on South Courtright Andes. Our score again at the half here, 25-18. Lawrence Milford boys leading Gilboa Conesville Roxbury. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Third quarter just underway here at the Coach Pat Grasso consolation game. And Evan Clark with a foul here. Well, he was fouled. Went down low. We talked about how tough he is. He missed a shot. He got his own rebound and then was fouled again. So he will step to the line here for Lawrence Milford.
And that will be GCR's Blake Albano's third foul. So he's going to have to come out of the game here pretty quick. Derek Brandow is going to check in and replace him. I thought he had some productive minutes late in that first half. So we'll see if he can step back up here for GCR.
Clark missed the first one. Second one coming, and that one is good for Evan Clark. GCR is in the black with the gold trim, going right to left now to start this second half. Lawrence Milford is in the white with red trim. They'll be going left to right. Glad to have you along here. I'm Nate Lowell, along with Greg Bonskowski. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in Sydney at the WCDO studios. GCR throwing it away. They tried to go right corner, and the offensive woes continue a little bit here for GCR. They are going to bring that full court pressure again. A little 2-2-1, it looks like. R.J. Lindsay dribbles his way through it here for Lawrence Milford. They'll toss it back up to the top of the key here for Jubar. He tries to go high post, it's taken away, but then right back for Tyler March. Into the corner for Clark, he wants a three. That's off the side of the backboard there. And pinballing around, finally GCR is going to gather it up here. So kind of the same as the first half here, both teams trying to find a way to protect the ball. Caravino into the paint at the right elbow, dribbles his way out of there. Caravino directing traffic. Picks up his dribble. Nice pass down low for Garrison Ross, who missed the right-handed layup. out of bounds, going back to Lawrence Milford. As we said a few times in the first half, did everything but finish. And a great look by Caravino.
I mean, if they finish two of those baskets that we've said they should have finished, it's a four-point game.
Good steal here by Johnson, but he ran out of real estate. Couldn't save it. It's going back to Lawrence Milford. Boy, they just seem to not have the mojo at the moment.
But if I'm Lawrence Milford, I'm wondering, when are all those things going to click?
And here's a steal and then a foul. Caravino was in the right place at the right time at midcourt. He was able to steal the ball and then get fouled.
And that was not a bad foul by Jubar from Lawrence Milford, because it looked like it was going to be a breakaway layup. If we were the NBA, I think they might be looking at that as, what do they call it, one of those like clear paths.
Mm-hmm.
So we might have had some free throws here, but we're not the NBA. This is just a Pat Grasso tournament.
6.5 to go, third quarter. GCR with the ball, and it does feel like they're just one run away from getting back in this ball game. Missed shot there by Johnson. Caravino with a rebound, trying to work inside, turnaround shot, missed it. Randall muscling it up. Caravino again, and they just cannot finish it. Lawrence Milford with a steal. And back down the floor they go. March almost had his pocket picked. Jubar's there to settle in, then he throws it away. Clark chases it into the backcourt, and we got an over and back. So a little bit of the frantic play continues here. 6 minutes to go, third quarter.
You see in the NBA, one of the players will ask the official, hey, can you go wipe the ball off with a towel? It seems like maybe we need to do that. The ball seems really slick here. Nobody can really seem to get a hold of it.
Ross goes to DeWitt in the corner here for GCR. Kicking one over for Brandow, and he lays it up and in.
Really nice pass there by DeWitt. Found his postman partner on the other block. Nice bounce pass.
Don't look now, six-point game. GCR is right back in it, trailing Lawrence Milford with 5.5 to go in the third. Pass down low, and again, Lawrence Milford with the answer. Tanner Griner now with 6 points.
Nice shot creation there for his teammate by Lindsay.
GCR with the ball. Johnston, they continue to try to chip away. They trail by 8. Pump fake, step back, DeWitt for 3, missed it. Out of bounds and going back to Lawrence Milford. Boy, one of those falls for GCR and they'll be in business. But kudos to Lawrence Milford. They just continue to grind.
And the GCR head coach over here was saying, hey, look in. Get the ball inside. Get it inside.
And then stepping out of bounds was R.J. Lindsay right in front of the scorer's table, going to give it back to GCR. So they're getting the opportunities. Just can they capitalize? Right after today's game, we'll have our post-game show where we give out our 3 awards, and we'll have a little bit of a break before we bring you today's championship game here at the Grasso Tournament between South Courtright Andes and GMU. And there's that 3. Johnston from way downtown on the right side. He cashes it in. That makes it 28-23 with 4:50 to go, third quarter. Pass down low. A little up and under, and they finish again with Tanner Griner. Great ball movement for Lawrence Milford.
Yeah, another good bounce pass there to create that scoring opportunity for Lawrence Milford.
4.5 to go in the third. It's 30-23. And a fall-away shot here won't go for DeWitt. Out of bounds, going to stay with GCR, though, as Evan Clark couldn't get his mitts on it there for Lawrence Milford.
But that was good effort by Derek Brandow. He didn't give up on that. He wasn't able to get the rebound, but he was able to put enough pressure on Lawrence Milford so they turned it over.
GCR will look to get it in. They float it to the near side for Caravino. Now to Johnston. Pump fakes. Gets in the paint. Loses control of it. Now we'll work one back to GCR. Inside for Brandow. His turnaround shot just short. Skimmed off the front of the rim and a rebound. Now for Jubar. Shovels it ahead for Tyler March. A long 2. Hit the side of the rim. Rebound out of there by R.J. Lindsay. He tries a 3 of his own. That's short. Rebound Caravino. 4 minutes to go in the third. Caravino into the front court. Finding DeWitt. Right side. And he lost the handle. And Clark with a steal. And again, kind of the frantic pace continues by both sides. Jubar, left side, with 3:45 to go in the third.
Nice job here by Lawrence Milford to kind of settle.
Lindsay, left side corner 3, air ball, and a rebound for Brandow. And he tries the outlet pass there to Johnston and threw it away. Boy, every time GCR looks like they're going to get a little bit of a run, Lawrence Milford seems to get a steal or something like that. But on the same token, Lawrence Milford can't pull away completely. ball out of bounds, going back to GCR.
Yeah. It just feels like GCR is kind of like, it's kind of like water, like behind a dam, and they're just kind of chipping away at it a little at a time. And if you're Lawrence Milford, you're just hoping that dam isn't going to break.
We're going to take a break. A timeout's taken by Lawrence Milford with 3:20 to go in the third. It's 30-23. Lawrence Milford on top of GCR on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
3:20 to go here in the third. It's 30-23. The Lawrence Milford boys on top of Gilboa Conesville Roxbury here. Consolation game of the Pat Grasso tournament in Lawrence. Caravino with the ball on the right side for GCR. Good ball movement. They find Johnston. Pump fakes. Goes inside at the right low block. Can't finish. Caravino with the putback. Caravino with 4 points now, makes it 30-25. 5-point ball game. Can Lawrence Milford answer? They miss, but a rebound opportunity. It's loose on the floor. And Garrison Ross is going to scoop it up. Breakaway layup here for Ross, and it's up and in. Ross is up to 4 points, and now it's a 3-point game. Lawrence Milford trying to answer, and there's Tyler March with a bucket, and the pace is frantic now. It's 32-27, Lawrence Milford. 2.5 to go in the third. Up and down. Here's DeWitt with a three for GCR. He missed it on the right side. Rebound Lawrence Milford. Jubar, little step through. Off the glass, short. Rebound Ross. Ripped it away from Griner. And GCR will bring it back down the floor.
Yeah, I thought that one shot was just a little too quick for Lawrence Milford. I'd like to see him settle there in the half court.
Caravino wants a three. Left it way short on that right side. And Jubar will bring it down. The freshman, Jubar, takes it inside. He's fouled. I believe that one's going to be on the floor with exactly 2 minutes to go in the third.
And that'll be three on Jordan Johnston for GCR. But again, even though he was fortunate he picked up that foul there, it just looked like there was nothing there, and he's trying to force the issue where he could have just pulled it out. Hey, we have the lead. Let's run the clock a little bit.
GCR is going to take a timeout with 2 minutes to go here, third quarter. It's Lawrence Milford boys leading Gilboa Conesville Roxbury 32-27 on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2 minutes to go, third quarter. I'm Nate Lowe, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Jim Tomeo is our producer tonight back in Sydney. And the Lawrence Milford boys lead 32-27 over Gilboa Roxbury here in the consolation game of the Pat Grasso tournament.
Here comes Jake.
2 minutes to go in the third. Lawrence Milford on the inbounds out of the timeout. Ross got a piece of it there for GCR, but they couldn't get the steal.
Yeah, dangerous pass there on the inbound.
Now they might get a steal after this. Ross reached in, broke it free, but somehow Lawrence Milford comes up with it. Clark with a three ball. And finally, GCR's got control of the ball. They got numbers if they can hurry. And they're going to go in for the right-handed layup. We got a foul here on Jubar. As taking it inside was Cole Hamill, and he's going to go to the line for two with a minute 40 to go in the third. GCR's gotten as close as three, but Lawrence Milford has had the answer every time so far. So Cole Hamill will step to the line here.
That's interesting. They have him for two fouls. I have him for three.
And the first one is up and good here for Cole Hamill. Second one coming for him. Wasn't Cole Hamill a Philadelphia Phillies pitcher?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, why does this sound familiar here? Missed the second one, but Caravino got the rebound. GCR's got it. Down low for Cole Hamill. Another jumper on the baseline. Missed it. Outlet pass. Still loose on the floor, and Caravino came onto it, but we got a foul underneath. And the GCR fans say it's going to be a foul. Oh, the referees, yeah, that's why they're not happy. It's a foul on Caravino, even though he came out of there with that ball.
And that's his third.
That's his third. Late here, third quarter, Lawrence Milford leading 32-28. Fans were not happy about that one. They were saying he kind of went in and hooked somebody to get that steal.
It might have been a foul on him, but the timing of it is what made it seem worse. Like, he already had the ball and was headed to the basket, and then the whistle was blown. So.
32-28, Lawrence Milford boys on top with a minute 20 to go in the third. LM with the ball here. March finding Jubar, left side. Jubar looking for some options. GCR trying to get another stop. Clark with 15 seconds on the shot clock. Clark to R.J. Lindsey. Down to five on the shot clock here. Clark stepped through, back out. R.J. Lindsey, deep three, no good, and a rebound for GCR. 45 seconds to go in the third. Here's Cole Hamill, the floater, no. Rebound, tied up, and we got a jump ball. With 42 seconds left in the third, and Lawrence Milford still on top, 32-28. Possession arrow keeps it with GCR to the right of the hoop.
Well, if they get a hoop here, then a stop.
Yeah, GCR might be in business. Still got a whole quarter to go. Ross, corner three here. Little sidewinding shot won't go. Rebound on the floor and another tie-up. And this time the arrow is going to give it back to Lawrence Milford.
Had a good look there from the corner. They executed, just weren't able to finish.
And so Jubar will have it on the baseline, looking to get it in. And he does. Griner over midcourt. Passing down low for Evan Clark. He's rejected. Ball out of bounds. Going to stay with Lawrence Milford. And the GCR fans still not very happy. 25 seconds to go here in the third. Lawrence Milford will get it in on the baseline. Here's Clark, tries to throw it off the hip of a GCR player. It somehow stays in, bounces to Tyler March. A turnaround shot, that's too strong. Rebound for Griner. His shot also won't go. Rebound here for Gilmore Roxbury. 5 seconds left, third quarter. Garrison Ross for three. It won't fall. The tip also won't go in. Out of bounds. Going to stay with GCR with 0.7 seconds left. Third quarter.
Still feels like there's a lid on the basket here for GCR. They're getting good looks and just can't seem to get one to go.
Ross will look to get it in, and that's going to do it. Third quarter's in the books. That one was tapped away. It's Lawrence Milford boys leading Gilboa Conesville Roxbury 32-28. Fourth quarter coming up of the Pat Grasso consolation game here on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here at the Pat Grasso consolation game. And it's Lawrence Milford 32, Gilboa Roxbury 28. And another strong quarter for GCR there, but they keep chipping away at it, but they just cannot get the lead here.
Well, the good thing for them is they got 8 minutes left to go, and hopefully they can get some baskets to fall. And Lawrence Milford's going to try to prevent that and continue to be scrappy and try to come away with the win here on their home floor.
GCR with the ball again, going right to left. Long jumper there for GCR. It won't go. There for Cole Hamill. Lawrence Milford with a rebound. Here's Jubar down the right side. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. We'll take you the rest of the way. And now a steal off a block shot by GCR for Garrison Ross. Inside, missed the right-handed layup. Lawrence Milford with a rebound. A home run pass ahead from Evan Clark. And, boy, this thing is just pinballing around into the left corner. Finally, R.J. Lindsey's going to settle it down. Goes inside for Griner, and he finishes.
Hey, that's a... Griner, that's his spot. I think he's made at least three baskets from that left angle over there on the Lawrence Milford basket.
Yeah, he's got 10 points. Makes it 34-28. He seems to be one of the ones that can just get you that steady Eddie type of shot. And now another miss by GCR. Inside there for Derek Brandow, and Griner's got the rebound. Jubar to the right side. Back up top for R.J. Lindsey. Dribble drive, works one back to Evan Clark, steps through. Clark with a little layup, no. Rolled around the rim, wouldn't go. Here's Griner, and he's blocked, and he's going to go to the line. They got the foul.
You know, Griner's the type of kid that every coach wants on their team. In my scouting reports, if we were playing against a kid like him, next to his name, it would say hard hat lunchbox. I mean, he doesn't need to have the ball. He's not dribbling the ball up. He doesn't need to shoot it every time. He just does all the dirty work. Down here, he's getting a defensive rebound. On offense, he's waiting there to clean up the mess. And, you know, if you get him the ball in his spot, he's going to finish. So every coach would love to have a player like him on their team.
And Griner's got 11 points. And he's putting Lawrence Milford on his back right now. They lead 35-28. And every time the GCR looks like they're going to get it to within three, get it to within two, Lawrence Milford has had an answer. It's been a great consolation game here. Second shot for Griner at the line is off the mark. A little too strong. Rebound GCR. Let's see if they've got some magic here in the tank in this fourth quarter. 35-28 ball game. Now a steal by Tyler March, and they got a reach in here on Gilboa Roxbury. And foul there on John DeWitt.
That would have been another clear pass foul, because Tyler March had nobody between him and the basket. I think he'd have been the only person on that side of half court.
Yeah, he was. Looked like he had a clear path for a layup. 6.5 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 35-28. Lawrence Milford with the ball. Into the left corner for R.J. Lindsey. Now they go to Clark. A little pump fake up and under. He's fouled at the left low block. And the frustration continues here for GCR.
That was good defense, but he has his arms kind of at a 45-degree angle instead of straight up. So when the Lawrence Milford player goes into him, it's a foul because he has his arms at that 45-degree angle instead of straight up.
Clark's first shot at the line rattles in. Good touch there by Clark. He's got 4 points. And Lawrence Milford has pushed this lead back up to 36-28 at the moment. GCR had it all the way down to three late in that third quarter, but early fourth now, and Lawrence Milford has made it 37-28.
Yeah, big free throws there for Lawrence Milford on that possession.
And Evan Clark now with 5 points, goes 2-for-2 at the line. Inside now, and we got a foul underneath. This one on Griner, it looks like. As GCR was trying to go to work down low.
I think that's what they need to do here in this last 6 minutes is just pound that ball inside.
They have that size advantage. They really haven't taken much advantage of it here. Caravino with a three on the right side. Too strong. A little bit of a bullet there. Rebound Johnston. Pump fakes. Good shot opportunity. Lays it in for Johnston, and he's got 5 points. Makes it 37-30. Still doable here for GCR in the consolation game of the Pat Grasso tournament. A steal. Looking to take it down the floor, and they finish.
This full-court press is coming back for GCR. Got to travel here.
Yeah, Blake Albano with the steal and the finish, and then a travel on Lawrence Milford gives it back to GCR with a lot of time left here, 5:50 left. Lawrence Milford leading 37-32. GCR gets it in. Looking for a good possession. They go to Caravino, works one back out. And a three from the left side or the right side is no good, and Jubar with a rebound. And Jubar comes across midcourt here for Lawrence Milford. They go to R.J. Lindsay there. Lindsay back to Jubar. And Lawrence Milford content to work it around. And I think Lawrence Milford stepped out of bounds, and Clark might have rolled his ankle a little bit there on that far side. Yeah, he wants to come out, trying to save that ball. And Clark limps his way back over to the bench. And Isaac Wyckoff is going to come in. Clark's another one of those
hard hat lunch pail guys.
Hard hat lunch pail guys.
I wouldn't be surprised to see him back out here in a few minutes.
Yeah, me too. 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter, especially if it stays this tight. Caravino, a baseline drive. We'll work it back out. Johnston pump fakes, gets in. Little up and under for him is good. Johnston is coming alive.
And it's important for GCR to score because then they can set up their full court press, and Lawrence Milford has had problems with that here recently.
Seven now for Jordan Johnston. Makes it 37-34. And a rebound opportunity here. We got a foul underneath. Who's the
You're going to have
coach?
A foul on Griner. Yep, White 30, his fourth.
Wow.
He went in there aggressively after that rebound.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? If they lose Griner here, you said, that's right, that's four on him. Here's the team foul situation. GCR with three, Lawrence Milford with two. Johnston, who's come to life here on the right side, as GCR only trails by three right now. 37-34, but they throw it away. It's going back to Lawrence Milford.
But they do get to set up their full court press here, so back to the 2-2-1.
9 points now for Johnston. Sorry, I misspoke there on that last one, but Lawrence Milford will throw it away. I can only chuckle because that's the type of game this has been. But it's going to go down to the wire, I feel like, here.
Yeah, we got a one-possession game here with 4 minutes to go.
37-34. Three ball here for Cole Hamill. It won't go. Rebound, though, by Jordan Johnston. He's had a nice second half here. Back to Hamill for three. Hits the rim twice. Wouldn't go. Rebound Wyckoff underneath. Outlet pass to Griner. Here comes Jubar. Bounce pass ahead. R.J. Lindsay tried a little reverse layup. Wouldn't go. Johnston a rebound. Here comes GCR. They pass one ahead. And taking it in for the layup. Up and good is John DeWitt. And it's a one-point game. 37-36. Steal here by GCR. Looking for the lead. Cole Hamill. The jumper is good.
Yeah, I think the dam broke.
And it's 38-37. You're right, Coach. GCR with the lead by a point with 3:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Consolation game of the Grasso Tournament. We'll be back on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
3:40 to go here in this fourth quarter. Appropriate. I mean, the Gilboa Dam. I mean, did you do that on purpose?
I did not do that, but that is classic.
That just popped into my head.
And Gilboa Conesville is the best school by a dam site.
Yeah, that's right. 3:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. Down low for Wyckoff. Missed the left-handed layup. Another rebound for GCR. Johnson's been a big factor here in this fourth quarter. He gets another rebound. Ahead for Cole Hamill, a three off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound out of bounds. We got a foul underneath. No, they gave it away.
He just called it off black.
GCR just got to slow down a little bit. Pump the brakes.
That was a good look, but you got the lead. Just be patient.
Here's Lawrence Milford across midcourt. Jubar finding Griner. A jumper for him. A little too much mustard on it. GCR with a rebound. Johnston again through the teeth of the defense, and he scores. Johnston has 11.
And here comes that press.
It's 40-37. And the ball at midcourt. They lost it. Lawrence Milford gets it back with R.J. Lindsey. Johnston with a steal, but a reach in. With 2:58 to go here in the fourth.
And that'll be four on Jordan Johnston.
Oh, boy. Both teams have some guys in foul trouble. Here's our team foul situation. Four now for GCR, two for Lawrence Milford.
Lawrence Milford just needs to settle. You're kind of getting frustrated by this 2-2-1 press that GCR's thrown at him. They need to get it over half court, get settled, and run a good set, get a good shot.
Just under 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. 40-37. Gilboa Roxbury on top of Lawrence Milford. Another steal here by GCR. Numbers if they hurry. Johnston wants to take it inside. Lost the handle and kicks it out. They'll reset and pump the brakes here. Back up near midcourt. DeWitt in trouble. Has to shovel
good,
it out of there.
Good patience, though, here by GCR.
Yeah, they needed to just remember, hey, we got time on our side and the lead, and now a reach-in foul here on Lawrence Milford.
Only the first on Tyler March. But, I mean, they've only committed two fouls, so that's not a bad play up there at the top. Try to get a steal. Maybe get a breakaway layup and cut the lead to one.
GCR looking to get it in, and they do. They go to the left side here for Garrison Ross. GCR now with a three-point lead. Boy, a lot of contact on that screen up top here. We've said this has been a physical game. Johnston to the right side. Into the corner now for Caravino. He wants the three and hits it. Huge three there for Caravino. And he's up to seven. And GCR leads 43-37 now. And Lawrence Milford gets it across midcourt. Landon Kahn with the ball. A little bounce pass. They work it around. Lawrence Milford starting to run out of time here a little bit. Minute 50 left.
Yeah, this feels like a must-score possession.
They've had the lead for most of the game. Griner inside, blocked by Caravino, and Gilboa Roxbury's got it. What will they do here? They try to take it inside. They find Johnston for the layup. He missed it. Rebound. Albano puts it up and in. Albano with 8 points now makes it 45-37. And it's tipped out of there by Albano. And Lawrence Milford just coming unglued here a little bit late in this ball game. Lawrence Milford works it in. Kind of down to some of their last possessions here where you feel like they got a score. Left side here for LM. And Johnston with a steal. Takes it in and scores on the layup.
Really nice job there. He couldn't catch it on the pass. So he tipped it out to himself and ran and got it.
And don't look now, but it's a 10-point lead for GCR, 47-37. The fourth quarter has really opened it up here for GCR. Griner on the interior. Couldn't get that shot. Second chance. He got it.
Really nice effort there. But it's like we were talking about that dam. Like they just seemed to be right there, and they couldn't score. And then all of a sudden, boom.
47-39. We're under a minute left. 45 seconds to be exact. GCR trying to take some time. Albano takes it inside. He's blocked, but he gets it back. Trying to work his way out of there and finds Caravino in the corner. Coach Dumas telling his guys, kick it out. Let's slow it down a little bit here. As we're down to 25 seconds left.
7 seconds.
Shot clock's at 5. Caravino, I don't know if they're aware of it. They're not. And we got a shot clock violation on GCR. But
that's okay, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a significant lead, and, hey, now the ball is stopped. It's not a live ball turnover. You're not going to get a hoop out of that quick, and you can set up your defense. So that I'd be perfectly happy with that turnover as a coach.
And a steal by Caravino. He's going to take it in, and Caravino lays it up and in. He was thinking about the dunk there, but he took his time, scored it. And we're down to 2 seconds left here. A three in the corner by Jubar is no good, and that'll do it. 49-39. Gilboa Roxbury comes back from the dead and wins the consolation game here of the Pat Grosso tournament. They were able to find a way to grind it out here, Coach.
Yeah, they did a nice job. Really, that full-court press there in the fourth quarter kind of turned the momentum, and then they were able to get a couple baskets, and then the floodgates opened.
We're going to take a break and come back with our post-game show, give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, and get you set for the championship game, which is next, GMU and South Courtright Andes. 49-39, GCR boys over Lawrence Milford. We'll be back with the post-game show on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back one last time here. Well, I shouldn't say that. We'll be back a lot more. But at least for the consolation game, 49-39 here our score. Gilboa Conesville Roxbury boys coming back to defeat Lawrence Milford. And the all-tournament selections here. First for Lawrence Milford, Tanner Greiner gets the all-tournament nod, and Jordan Johnston on the other side for GCR. So we're going to get into our three awards here to wrap things up for this consolation game. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. We were going to go with Jordan Johnston here from Gilboa, Conesville, Roxbury, 13 points. Well, he did a lot in that second half, really brought them back to life.
Yeah, that one three-pointer he kind of made from the top of the key kind of got the ball rolling for GCR, and then his defense in the fourth quarter there when they went to that 2-2-1 press, he created a lot of havoc, got a lot of steals, created some baskets for himself, but also got his teammates involved. So he had a nice performance tonight. I was impressed with his game.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. We wanted to go with Cody Caravino. Thought he was very good, lengthy in that press, but the block shots, too. We don't have a total on that, but he seemed, if I had to guess, four or five at least tonight.
Yeah, he certainly was a presence in there on the defensive end, and he was able to contribute. Made that big, crucial three late in the ball game to just kind of give GCR a little bit of extension on their lead.
Finally tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. We're going to go with Tanner Greiner here, all-tournament selection for Lawrence Milford, and like you said, kind of that glue guy here for Lawrence Milford.
Yeah, like I said earlier, he's the type of kid, I don't know him. He could walk past me in the hall out here. And I'd recognize him now, but he didn't do anything outstanding out there today. Like, he wasn't like, oh, he didn't score 25 points, he didn't have 20 rebounds, but he was always in the right place at the right time, and he played super hard. So any coach would want to have a kid like that on your team.
No, I agree. Hard-fought game by both sides, and just a fun one here for the consolation game of the Pat Grosso tournament. So we're going to have our championship game coming up next. So we'll take a quick break, And Coach and I will get a little bit of a breather here. We can get set up for the next game. And then we will have the championship game of the Pat Grasso Tournament. South Courtright Andes taking on the Raiders of Gilbertsville Mount Upton. That's going to be a fun one for Coach and I. So we'll be back. And again, our final score, 49-39. Gilboa Roxbury Boys defeating Lawrence Milford. We'll see you soon here on WCDO Sports.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.